USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sanctions and diplomacy have failed. War has begun in Ukraine as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed that military installations around the country were under attack, and he declared martial law. He advised his citizens to stay calm and stay at home. The army is doing its work, he urged Ukrainians. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a special session Wednesday night.
This is a perilous moment, and we are here for one reason and one reason only, to ask Russia to stop. Return to your borders. Send your troops and your tanks and your planes back to their barracks and hangars.
President Biden condemned Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces in a statement last night. Biden said the U.S. and allies are planning on Thursday to trigger the full scale of the sanctions that have been discussed over the last several weeks. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans don't want the United States to play a large role in the Ukraine-Russia war.
A new AP-NORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role, and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Moving forward with the fight against COVID-19.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed or will be effective. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Russian troops launched their anticipated attack on Ukraine on Thursday as President Vladimir Putin shunned international condemnation and sanctions, warning other countries that any attempt to interfere would lead to consequences you have never seen. The Ukrainian United Nations ambassador.
It's too late, my dear colleagues, to speak about de-escalation. Too late. The Russian president declared the war on the record. Should I play the video of your president? Ambassador, shall I do that right now, or you can confirm it? Do not interrupt me, please. Thank you.
Then don't ask me questions when you are speaking. Proceed with your statement.
Anyway, you declared the war. It is the responsibility of this body to stop the war. So I call on every one of you to do everything possible to stop the war. Relinquish your duties as a chair. Call Putin, call Lavrov to stop aggression. And I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell. Ambassador.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.